Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Night's Messenger Podcast. This is co-producer from Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. And Sunday nights we get together and we hear inspirational word, quote, passage from our very own messenger. Tonight we have a returning guest, Minister Mary. Good evening, Minister. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm great. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce to some and present to others our very own Messenger Rondaya.
Good evening to all. Once again, it is truly a pleasure to be before you today. And I am extremely honored to have the Minister Mary with us here tonight. We just want to, once again, be able to put something into our minds that we can begin to see life as it really should be and not how we have come to believe or to think it's going to be. As we've said many times, we have to understand exactly who we are. I know history, religions have told us that we are sinful creatures that have done so many things wrong that we have, for lack of a better word, pissed off God, and now we're separated from Him, and we're out here trying to find our way back, quote unquote, to the promised land. But once again, I'm here to let us all know that just as that song said, we are all part of the body of God. And when I say the body of God, it's important for us not to visualize it as body, as a human body, because God is spirit. God is energy. God is life. And we are all part of life. All living creatures is part of that spirit, that energy of God. And so it's important for us to understand that. So when the song says we're all part of the body, we've got to open up our minds so that we're not looking at it from a physical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective. Then we can better align and better understand exactly what it is, the message that we're trying to get out to you, to let you know that you are special. You're not what they want you to believe, that you're filthy rags and you're born into sin. We have to get away from that concept so that we can be the best that we can be, because that is what our purpose here is, to express the God in us so that people can see it in us. that song, Let Your Light So Shine. And that's so important because by you being the best you that you can be, that is how people can see and better know and understand this thing that we call God. They've given it many names, so we'll go with the God name of it, but it's life. It's the energy that everything has its being, and that everything includes us. And so it's important for us to understand, I know it's a cliche, that we are all one, but we really don't understand just how that really is, that we are all one. And so we need to take these blinders off that have us thinking that we are different, that we are better than anyone else, because we are all one. And now that I've gotten that out, I just wanted just to put that out there so that we can better understand. At this time, what I'd like to do, as our guest is on tonight, maybe she might have some words. I've got some more stuff that I'd like to talk about a little later on, but I'd like to give her the opportunity to share and to enlighten us a little bit on just what this thing called life is. Minister Mary?
Hi, I'm here. Yeah, I think you made a lot of good valid points there. People do need to realize that everybody is individual, but everybody comes from one. And for people to turn around and think they're better than another, you know, they need to really get a reality check. And something happened today that kind of, you know, coincides with this. Facebook and social media today, a lot of people hide behind it. And one of my friends instant messaged me that her husband got a death threat put on there today. And just because my friends are trying to better themselves and get information out to people. And these people don't want to hear it. People want to hear what they want to hear, and they want to be in the limelight. And it's just, instead of working together, people seem to be separating more and more. And if you watch the news and you watch, you know, social media, and I'm not going to get into a debate here, political debate, but of all the presidents that we have ever had, Trump is the one that's really getting bashed, where the country should be coming together and, you know, bringing God back into the schools and back into even the churches, because the churches have turned into political, and they've also turned into where it's more about he said, she said, than what God really wants. So I don't know if any of you agree with that or not, but that's the way I see things.
Well, we've had many, many, many discussions just letting people know that church has gotten so much. Church isn't what it was originally set out to be. Church is now strictly a business, a profiting organization. They go under the nonprofit, but it's all about the profit with churches. And because it's about the church, it's about the profit, they've strayed away from what the real message really is. One of the things that I want to talk about is even with regards to Jesus, as they look at Jesus, he spoke to them, and they realized that the way that he spoke was in I won't say magical way, but in a way that you needed to go within to understand just what it is that he was saying, because people just couldn't accept certain things. So some of the things that Jesus said them so that the spirit within you would reveal it to you so that you could better understand it. And What they've done, if they've taken his words at face value, and because they've done that, what they've done is they've given the people bad information, per se. They want you to think that Jesus was so much more special than you, even though Jesus tried to let us all know that we were all the same. But they want to create this great birth and all of that other stuff to separate him. But Jesus never spoke about that. Jesus always spoke about how we are all one. How he said, why marvel at the things that I do when you can do that and so much more? So he was letting us know that we are all one. We have to understand that the things that Jesus did, he did them not because he was as they want to describe it, because we are all divine individuals. We are all divine because we are all one. And so, you know, when you tell people this, they have a tendency to think that you're thinking more of yourself, or you're blaspheming against God and stuff of that nature. But we have to be able to look past that silly ideology that they set up, and understand that when this whole thing was put together, we knew what we were doing when we put it together. And I say we because we all were there. We were all a part of this. But our problem is we can't remember. And because we can't remember, we choose not to believe. But we have to understand that there is no coincidence. There is nothing that happens by accident. Each event and adventure is called to each of us by ourselves. Everything that happens to us is happened because of something that we've called for. Now, what we've done is we've taken that and changed it and made it to the devil calling it forth. When things don't go just as we wanted it to go, we want to blame it on someone else or something else. But we have to understand who we are, that we have power. We have God. When God created us in his likeness, what we have to understand in his likeness was the fact that what he can do, we can do. Not that we look like him, because God is not man. Well, he could be whatever he wants to be, but he's not man or woman, if you're understanding what I'm saying. So we have to understand in his image was with his power, was with whatever God possessed, we possess it. We have the power to create. We are creators. Just as God is a creator, we are creators. And we have to understand that and stop looking to other people for all of this when we have the power within ourselves to be and do just what it is that we want to do. We have that authority. God has given it to us. And one of the things that we have to be mindful of is these powers that we have, we use it, but the majority of us, we use it subconsciously. And what we need to do is become conscious of what it is that we're doing. And because we're not conscious, we think and we're looking at everything as a miracle from the guy in the sky that decided today was the day that he was going to grant us whatever it is that we requested. But we have to understand that that is not what God does. There is no man in the sky deciding whether he's going to give you what you ask for today or tomorrow. That isn't so. But that God is within us, and we can create it. We can speak it into existence. We can do these things. We just have to, first we have to begin to believe, and then we have to know. And once we come to that point that we know that we are special because of who we are, and when I say special, I don't mean greater than anybody else. I'm just special, and you are special. You have gifts, and the gifts that you have, I have. Now, how I use my gifts is a different thing. I might use my gift just to be joking, per se. I might use my gift to run faster. Whereas someone else will use their gift to be able to make people laugh. These are all gifts that we have. But we don't see that because we're looking for the $1 million or the big house on the hill. And if we don't have those things, then we think that we're cursed, or we think all kinds of other things, instead of just being grateful and understand that all things are working together for the good. All things, even things that may not be turning out the way we expected them, it's still working for the good. And so we need to be internally grateful for everything instead of finding reason to not appreciate, because what we have to understand is when we take that positive energy and turn it into negative energy, what you are doing is you're drawing the negativity to you. It's how we set this whole thing up in the beginning. We just not realizing it because we are sleepwalking, per se. And it's time for us to wake up. I don't want to
message.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you were saying it all works for the good, I think in order for that to resonate with people, we have to redefine what good is. Because sometimes we don't fully understand what you, when I say what is good. Good might be you may have watched so much Lifestyle of Rich and Famous. Good can't be anything other than 5 mansions and 4 yachts. But again, so when I say redefine what's good, redefine what's important to you. And again, if the 5 mansions and 4 yachts is on that list of things that you just got to have to be happy, well, then you might want to find you a new line of business, a new line of work. But you can still strive for it. But the point I'm making is, I think that when we start talking about it all works for the good, sometimes we have to stop and just take real good inventory on what the hell we really consider to be good.
Well, and in order for us to do that, what we have to do, and you know this is something that I've always said on our podcast and stuff, and if you really want to know what's good, then what you need to do is go within yourself, because within yourself is your soul, and your soul is always speaking to you for the highest good that you can be. And that good that's within you, it's always going to lead into love. So that's how you can better determine what's good. Now, those 5 houses, the mansions and the cars and all that stuff, if that's your perception of good, so be it. But just understand that somebody with one little room doesn't make it bad. And this is part of what our problem. Yeah, well, part of what our problem is, we're always trying to pit one against the other. We look at, for example, people that have physical deformities or they're not just like us, and we automatically assume that there's something wrong with them. But what we don't realize is a lot of them are looking at us and thinking that there's something wrong with us. So we've got to be grateful and stop being so judgmental on things that really, really, really do not concern us. How I live my life should not have any barrier on how you live your life. Because it is your life. If you live your life to your truth, then that makes you happy. If you're living your truth. And that's important, because we've got to understand our truth. And our truth, once again, is going to come from within. It's not going to come from mother, brother, sister, cousin, or a teacher, or a preacher. Our truth is not coming from them. Our truth is coming from us. And if we all stop and think about how many of us have lived a good portion of our lives trying to please other people and not pleasing yourself.
Definitely me. Definitely everybody, I would imagine. At some point until you learn otherwise, until you learn better. Pleasing other people, you know, it's important to us as a being. So we've been taught to be accepted. So sometimes in order for that acceptance to occur, we put on that mask and sometimes we forget to take it off.
And this is part of what our problem is. Our problem is we're always trying. In order for me to be a help, a true help to someone else, I've got to be able to have my stuff together, per se. And as I have my stuff together, then I can be a help because I'm doing that help or whatever it is through a loving relationship per se, because we've got to understand that this is what it's really all about, and it's all about love. It's all about love. If we stop and think about pretty much any and everything we do it for love. We hate going to work, but we go to work for love of having a house. We love of being able to provide food for our family or friends. Everything centers around love. And so what we need to do, once again, is go within so that we can better understand it. There was scripture that said, be in the world, but not of the world. So people look at that all crazy, but no, it's all about going within yourself, because when you go within, what you're going to do is you're going to connect to this thing called life. Some people call it God. Some people call it Jehovah. Some people call it all kinds of things, but that is what you're going to connect with. And when you connect with that, then you can see things from a different perspective. Right now, our perspective is just on what this world has taught us. But we have to understand that we're in this physical body, but we are spiritual beings. And the reason that we're here is we're here that the God in us can experience life expeditiously instead of through knowing. It's okay to know, but then you've got to be able to feel it, to experience it, to truly know. And so we are here creating a life that God, the God in us, can fully understand and appreciate the God that we are. But we've let people beat us down so much that we don't even know who we are. We think we do, but we don't know. And so we're not doing what we need to do to create the higher and best person that we can be. We're not doing that because we're too busy trying to live a life to please everybody else. And please understand me, once we get to that point where we are good with ourselves, where we're living our truth, we will be able to help everybody else, because, once again, it's not about us, not about us individually, because, once again, we are all one. And I will constantly say that till we understand that we are all one. Yes, as the minister said, we have different personalities, but we are still all one. That's the genius of what it is that's going on here. but we've accepted some stories that have been told to us 300 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. We've accepted those to be fact, even though a good portion of it cannot be in any way whatsoever verified.
Amen.
And when I say verify, I don't necessarily mean we got to find the art to believe it. But if we go within, the spirit within us that knows everything will confirm it with you.
And so it's important. Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, dear brother. You know, until mankind doesn't realize oneness of humanity, we are going to have wars and rumor of wars upon us. Until we accept that there is no difference between me and you, and you and Mr. Hodge and other our sisters, beloved sisters, but we are one. There is no difference. This is the cause of enmity. This is the cause of wars. This is the cause of headache for humanity right now. Go ahead, please, dear birds.
Yes. Okay. That's because we don't understand who we are, because we've all been told all kinds of different stories. Some of it wasn't intentionally, because the people that told us some of this stuff, they just didn't know. And so they told us just what they knew, but they didn't know. And we're relying on that, even though some other stuff that they've told us over the past, we found out not to be true, and we've moved on. But this we refuse to move on from. We hold on to it to be the gospel. But I'm telling you tonight, the gospel is that you are one with God, that you are a creative being, and that you have the power to be, do just what you want without any so-called condemnation from God. Minister Mary, you want to come back in now? I just wanted to hear a word from you, then I'll have my brother. I just want to keep you in the loop and let you expound a little bit so that they can understand from different perspectives. I want everyone to understand that I'm bringing this word, but we all have it. We all have it. There is no special person. God has no respected person, because we are all one.
Right, but a lot of people today, they seem to think that everything is competitive, and that's where you run into a lot of the problems here. People become more competitive. They think they're better than each other. And then, as you said, it builds war among people and war with countries. I mean, there's no more respect in this world. Everybody seems to think they're better than each other.
Amen.
Well, I don't really mean everybody, but a lot of people think they're better than each other. And like I said before, with, like, the president, I was raised to show respect. And he is the ruler of our country, per se. So, you go up with kind of the chain of command. You have respect for people. You may not agree with what some people are doing, but you still show the respect, because by not showing the respect to your ruler or president or whoever and not giving your support, that's a downfall right there, and it just tumbles down, because people, it goes for more than just, the president. It's the people itself. You can bump into somebody in the street, literally bump into somebody, and instead of saying, excuse me, they tell you to F off, and kids walking around or guys walking around with their pants down to their ankles, and women with their boobs hanging out. I mean, if you don't have respect for yourself, you're not going to have respect for other people.
Amen.
And I think that, and I think the lack of support is really hurting this country and hurting people today. Because, like I said, it's all competitive.
Well, yes, because go ahead.
And even in my line of work, what I do, a lot of people scam. It's become a scam with a lot of people because they want to make the money, because they want to be better than the other person. They want to have more than the other person. When they don't understand that they're actually, let me put it this way, everybody has a gift. You're correct. But it's at the levels.
Mm-hmm.
It's the different levels that people
mm-hmm.
have the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's go from on a 1 to 10. 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. Well, number 1, they try to pretend that they're a number 10 so that
mm-hmm.
they can get, you know, the money, the
mm-hmm.
riches, or whatever. Instead,
mm-hmm.
they're really hurting the people that they are supposed to be helping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this world mm-hmm. isn't a world of hurt.
Yeah, because we've been taught that it's survival of the fittest. There are some illusions that have been placed in this world today, and this is what has us doing and thinking the things that we do, because we feel that only the strong can survive. We feel that the rich keep getting richer and stuff of that nature. These are illusions that we have because we seem to think that, for one, that need exists. We think that God needs something. And because God needs...
Well, let me say this. According to the Bible, people are not supposed to judge.
That's correct.
All right.
That's what we do,
and
that's correct.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, yes.
Well, the point I'm coming to is, with the job that I do, being
mm-hmm.
a spiritual advisor, a messenger, a psychic
mm-hmm.
medium, whatever term you want to use, prophet, and in the Bible, they state that Jesus had prophets,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
The prophets helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ministers are supposed to understand that there were prophets. There's
mm-hmm.
still prophets today. I consider myself a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But because a minister in a church we were going to found out that I was a prophet, he threw me out, threw my whole family out, told us never to come back into the church again.
Right.
And number one, he's judging. Number two, if he was a true man of God and knew the Bible, he would know that there's prophets out there. He didn't even try to talk to me about it. He just told me to get the hell out of the church and don't come back. And
yeah.
That pretty much devastated what I was doing and how I felt. But it took two other ministers, true ministers, you know, to tell me that, yes, you did have gifts from God, and yes, you are working for God, to actually straighten me back out again. But there's just too much judgmental. And like I said, people who have gifts, it goes from a 1 to 10 scale. Now, that minister, was he a scam artist? I don't know. But I don't think he was a true man of God, as ministers and priests are called. Because if he did, I believe he would have, you know, talked to me to find out exactly what I did, instead of taking a word from somebody who used me in the church. And what I mean by using me, I have a degree, a master's degree, but I also have a master's certificate in addiction counseling. And she got all the information about addiction out of me that she could, because her sister was an addict and she needed help. Well, the minute she got that information, she ran to the minister and said, "Hey, this girl's practicing the devil's work."
Oh,
instead
my
of actually finding out what I do.
Well, as I told you earlier in this podcast, whenever we reach some kind of conclusion that we've done something that doesn't work out the way we want it to work out, we always are looking for someone to blame. And I got to tell you, the first person they're going to blame is the devil. Okay? The first place they're going to blame is the devil. And it's important for us to understand. And see, and we can easily accept that because we do not know who we are. When we come to know that we are truly part of God, we will understand that there is no such being as the devil. There is no such being because of who we are. Because we are part of God, how can God send part of himself to this physical place called hell? Now, there is a hell, but hell is something that is within our minds. It's not a physical place. God is not sending himself to a fiery pit. And until we can begin to understand these things and stop going along with these stories that have been told, and some of these stories exist in the Bible. Now, Jesus came along and some of his prophets, they came along trying to give us a message. But we didn't receive the message in the manner in which it was given. And now what they use religion for, they use religion strictly as a fear factor. A fear factor to keep their business running. And if you became a threat to his business, yes, he's going to kick you out.
That's right.
But as you said, not necessarily. Go ahead.
All human creatures are servants of God. All are submerged in the sea of his mercy. The creator of all is one God. The provider, the giver, the protector of all is one God. He is kind to all. Why should we be unkind to each other? All live beneath the shadow of his love. Why should we hate each other?
Because we don't know who we are. We've been told this story that we are something less than what we are, and we choose to believe that we're more related to this fictional creature called the devil than we are of God. Even though we possess and do the things of God, because we did something that somebody else didn't agree with, we automatically think that we are of Satan. And it's so important, and I say this all the time, it's time for us to start going within and getting the information. Your body will not lie to you. How many of us get the feeling that, no, I shouldn't be doing that? Or, yeah, I should have went and did that. This is your body talking to you. This is the soul telling you. And your soul is not going to ever, 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 ever tell you anything wrong. It's always working so that you can become and know who you are. That is the soul's mission, to bring you to the knowledge of who you truly are. And so it's always going to present to you your highest self. Now, it's up to you whether you listen to it, but that's what the soul does. But we walk around. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just think the illusion of churches anymore have made it difficult for people to actually accept God, number one. Number two, like I said, they've become so political.
Mm-hmm.
Churches are not the house of God. They all, you know, it's your body is the temple of God. If you're going to believe in God, he's in your heart, he's in your soul. And he's not per se a building or a thing. And a lot of people preach, go to church, go to church. Well, okay, you go to church. Now, I'm a Christian. I've always been a Christian. I've been baptized and everything else. And when I go into a church, first of all, I'm Protestant. I'm Baptist. So mm-hmm. Baptists, you know, they're not like the Catholics that, you know, ask for a lot of money and stuff like that. But they're, a lot of them are hypocrites. They'll walk in there, oh, God, this, God, that. And when they walk out, the next thing they're doing is either drinking, cheating on their wife or husband, or backstabbing or judging or whatever. Now, not too long ago, the church that I belong to had a big fight about this minister. You know, half the church wanted to keep him, half the church didn't want to keep him. And a big war broke out in the church. So what happened? Half our congregation went one place, another church, and half of it stayed there. Some left. And I happened to be one that left because you get into the church, it's supposed to be about God. It's not supposed to be political.
And yes, maybe because you were in the system. If you're in the system, you know the system. So you found out it's false. So you went out. So you should not have any kind of guilt on yourself.
Oh, no.
So true.
I don't have any guilt on myself, but I think the churches give the illusion to a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, and some even brainwash, which is really bad.
It's a show.
All of them brainwash.
You know,
95% of them brainwash.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. In Middle East is the same thing too. In Middle East, the mullah or what do you call it, the head of the Islamic come and talk and make people cry, make people to laugh, and that's it. Come and pay money. It's for the Muhammad. And let's go home and have fun. Yeah. And then they get richer, older, richer, mullahs in Middle East. And that's the same tactics that you are you telling me that your pastor or they were using. It's universal, unfortunately. Go ahead.
That's correct. It's important for us to understand. I've stated it earlier. And as soon as we can accept this concept, then we can begin to move on. Church was originally set out with the best intentions possible, but we have made church a business, and that's all church is. Church is supposed to be where you can come together in fellowship with love, with like-mindedness to help build you up and get strong. But you can't find a church like that. Every church got a bunch of cliques where this person don't like that person. We've got to come to the understanding and accept it for what it is and move on. This is not to say that nobody should go to church, but what you need to do is understand it before you get in there so that you're not disappointed. They say that our bodies are the temple that houses the Spirit of God. I've said that throughout this podcast, that that's what we are, because we are God. But what happens is we're so busy looking out the outer exterior of this body that we think that that's who we are. But if our bodies are the church and God resides in us, then how can we allow them to fool us every Sunday to go to church?
Amen.
When I am
Amen.
The church. So we've got to, as I stated earlier, we've got to come out of this subconscious thinking and start reacting consciously because we know better. There are words and there are scriptures in the Bible that say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, because we're walking around believing some stuff that we know within ourselves ain't true, but we're scared that if we think anything different, that we're going to this place called hell. So we refuse to allow
Amen.
Ourselves to allow the Spirit to answer these questions for us, because the Spirit has answered them. And when the Spirit gives you that answer, you automatically think it was the devil that told you that and not you yourself, but God in you. And when I say you, I'm not talking to anyone in particular. I'm talking about us as a whole. And this is why the churches are still packed. Not as much as they used to be, but this is why they're still going to church, because people are afraid, even though we do not have the spirit of fear, but we're scared of everything.
Right.
So it's time for us to wake up and start living consciously instead of unconsciously, because we are a part of God. We, and I can't say it enough, and I don't mean it in a like I'm something special, but I am special, but we are all special. For us to sit back at this stage with the education, with the knowledge, with the experience in life that we've had, and to be, and come to understand God for who he is as far as love, understanding. For us to accept that and still accept the fact that he could get mad at us for all of these different things that they say makes God mad, that's just not intelligent on our part. Do you really think that when God created all of this, he didn't know what he was doing? He created all of this to separate us from himself? If anything would have separated from us, got us to separate from him, he would not have let that exist. We have to understand free will. God gave us free will for a reason, because of who we are. And so we've got to understand this and start applying it to our lives and not letting old folks' tales and other people constantly run our lives. And I'm not saying this for us to go out and revolt or anything to that nature. It's just so that we can begin to live our truth. And when you begin to live
Amen.
Your truth, you will begin to see life in a totally different way. Right now, you only see everybody else's truth. You don't see your truth because you don't even know what your truth is, because you refuse to go within and have a talk with God. If you talk
to him today,
go ahead.
The problem today is a lot of people don't believe in God.
And that's okay. And that doesn't make God mad that you don't believe in him. You believe in life. God is life. God is not petty like that, where you got to know that I am God. Because once you come to know who you are, you will realize, even though you don't believe in God, you believe in life. You're a part of life. You can take God
you
and
know,
change the word from God to life, and it's the same.
I think today's society is so lost they don't even know what to believe in, even in themselves. I mean, they've got so much going on, like greed and just into their self, that they're not stopping to think about themselves or even going to talk to themselves. They're into what can they do for themselves.
Right. May I say something quick, please? Dear sister, absolutely. When they put a 5G network on us, when your people, 24 hours, I mean, even if you go to a dinner together, each one look at their phone. So then what the hell you come to the dinner for, where to go to XYZ restaurant for? and people are becoming zombies. I mean, if you lose your phone, I mean, if I lose my phone, I give my example myself, I mean, it's called nomophobia. It means you get anxiety attack. Oh, you lost your phone. What happened? Oh, I didn't read this. Man. No, I'm, whenever I go off, I don't want anybody disturb me. I won't pay attention to my wife. You know? And, mm-hmm. and I have seen that. You please go next time to a restaurant or anywhere, just quick scan it and to see how the people are. The kids are playing with their iPhone, Android, etc. I mean, playing games. I mean, they're addicted. We are addicted society. And once we forget ourselves, then of course we forget the humanity. Go ahead, please, any of you.
Well, let me just reiterate this for us, and so that we know that we are all created beings made in the image and likeness of God. You may have whatever you choose. You may have whatever you choose. You are made in the image and likeness of God. And that's important for us. It's so important that we, first of all, one of the things in which we really need to do is we really need to take time out. And it's this thing that they call meditation. And it's so important because when we meditate, that gets us in tune with ourselves. That will help bring out the true you. Because you inside of you will be speaking to you, and hopefully you will listen to what it is that you are telling yourself. It's amazing how we rather believe any and everybody than ourselves. This is important for us to understand who we are, because this is why we go through all of these different things, because there has been some illusions that have been placed out in the atmosphere, and we are believing these illusions, and because we are believing these illusions, we're not believing what it is that our soul is telling us on a daily basis. And I'll just give you guys an example. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, your soul is speaking to you. Now, I don't know what it is that it's saying, but there's something inside of you that's speaking to you as I speak. And it's telling you, it's just a question of will we listen to it? Because God is talking to each and every one of us every day, all day. It's just a question of will we listen? Will we listen to God or will we listen to man? Even though in that same Bible, the scripture says, do not put your trust in man, for he will deceive you. Because he believes the fallacies that have been put out there, that we are separate from God, that God needs something, that there isn't enough. And because there isn't enough, I've got to get all that I can get right now before anybody else get it. We believe that there are requirements, that God's got certain requirements for us. We believe that God's got a judgment. We believe that God has got condemnation on us. These are things that we believe from a God that we all say is all loving, all kind, all forgiving. But then we believe all these things. So it's got to start with us, each one. And yes, we're going to lose some friends along the way, but is it better to lose a friend and gain yourself? Or would you rather have friends and not know who you are?
Amen. Truth.
So it's important for us. I see we've got Nurse Carmen on. Nurse, I thank you for stopping in today. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Regarding this is Mullah Nasruddin. He's very famous for his ancient matters. They ask Mullah Nasruddin, how old are you, Mullah? He says 40, but you said that 2 years ago when I asked. He replied, that's right. I always stand by my word. Go ahead, please. I will give you every time one of his little stories. It makes sense.
Just so that we know, laughter is good for the soul. So we can laugh here. We can laugh. We can enjoy each other. This is what love is about. It's not about trying to be better. Now, once again, as those illusions that I just shouted out to you guys, we've got to let those things go and understand that there is a better way. And that way has already been set for us. We just need to follow it. There is a better way.
Amen.
Well, let me change that. There is another way. Mm-hmm. Because in the final analysis, no matter what you do, and we have to understand this, no matter what you do, you are going to end up from which you came. Even the most wickedest person in our eyes, when that day comes, you're going to see that person right where you are. Because we are all one. God is not sitting up there judging anybody. Because he ain't sitting up there anywhere. He's God is energy.
Amen.
God is life. And so one of the things we've got to do is we've got to try and get that illusion out of our mind that God is kind of like, as I always say, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. We've got to get that illusion out. And then we might be able to see things a little different. God isn't here granting the brother one thing and denying me something else and giving somebody something else and this and that. That's not God's job. What you get is what you call upon for yourself. Because you are God. You created it. You spoke it into existence.
So may I advise sorry to interrupt you quick. May I advise everybody, you go to YouTube and put three magic word movies. Just three magic word movie and watch it. And then it says the three magic word, what is that? And probably already you talk about it, but you will see it in the movie.
What is the movie? Three magic words?
Yeah, three magic words movie, right. I mean, it goes through scientific, it's kind of documentary with from the world, universe, and et cetera. And then take us the same thing that you are saying. I'm saying, and your sister say, the three magic words.
Okay.
And
I thank you, my brother. I just wanted to, as our time gets ready to end, I had a special guest on tonight. Well, we had a special guest on, Minister Mary, tonight. And so before our time is up, I just want to give her some final closeout words. I do truly appreciate and honor that she thought it okay to stop in with us tonight. So I'd like to give her just a moment for her closing remarks or something she might want to leave with us. Minister
Amen.
Mary.
Okay, just realize that, you know, people need to start realizing themselves instead of being so judgmental. And it's an enable society, you know. It's me, you know, and what everybody owes me. Instead of, you know, what can I do for you as it was when I was growing up. Now is what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to change back to what can I do for you?
Amen.
Amen.
But also,
amen.
True.
So everything summed back up to what we were all talking about tonight, you know, and you've got to listen to yourself, and you also have to realize that, you know, people are people, but people really need to start coming together. We're going farther and farther apart instead of coming together. And like one of you said before, that causes wars, and that's what's happening.
Amen. Amen. All right, we just truly thank you. Thank you.
I say amen to the cast tonight. Again, this is co-producer.
Thank you, Hodge,
my friend.
God bless you.
Podcast.
God bless you, dear brother.
God bless you also, my brother. And Minister Mary, I do appreciate you stopping by the cast tonight. As always, you are always welcome. Always welcome.
Amen.
For having me.
From the messenger, Sister Tippy, Nurse Carmen, and co-producer, this is Hot to Hot Podcast saying have a wonderful evening. And I do hope and trust that some of the words that were spoken tonight or resonate within you. And again, I don't ask for a change. I just ask you to think. Just think about what was said, and then if you should decide that it makes sense, hey, stop by next Sunday night, 9 o'clock. We'll give you a lot more of what you got tonight.
Have a wonderful evening. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.